Lee Sales, congratulations.
Thank you. What do you mean the red hair dye stays? Are you insinuating that Kerry and I aren't legitimate rangers?
No, not at all. But I just thought maybe this was an ABC money-saving initiative.
So I match the set. We don't have to muck around with the colours, the lighting and all that sort of stuff. No, it's all good.
Exactly. And it does make redheads still the two most powerful people in Australia. That is, whoever's hosting at 7:30 and Julia Gillard.
Our plan for world domination is almost complete.
Hey, who's at the top of your list to interview for the first show? Because you want to come in with a bang at the start of 2011.
Look, I'm scared to actually tell you that because I don't want other people to put in bids for the people that I want. So I can't say. I better just tell you some cliched examples like, oh, wouldn't Barack Obama be fantastic, or David Cameron, or yeah, something like that. World leaders, I'll leave it vague.
World leaders, okay. Okay, fair enough. Look, what is going to happen next year? Will there be many changes to that format?
Yeah, look, there will be a few, actually. Basically, Chris Yeoman and I are going to be heading up the team. I'll be sitting in the anchor seat in Sydney, and Chris is going to be the political editor in Canberra. But he'll have a much more beefed up role than what people have been used to from that political editor for a few years. I don't know if people cast their minds back to when Andrew Ollie and Paul Lynham used to do the 7:30 report, and Paul Lynham did a lot of the political interviews out of Canberra, and there was a lot of sort of wit and personality that went on, you know, between those guys. So Chris is going to have a much more enhanced presence like that, and he'll be doing some of the interviews in person in Canberra in sitting weeks. I'll pick up the non-political interviews, the big international figures, and if the pollies happen to be in Sydney, you know, as is often the case, then obviously they'll be there with me. And then Chris and I both want to also be, as much as we can, out on the road and doing feature stories and having the program come from out on the road. If I'm away, Chris will be the anchor of the program, or if I'm out in the field, you know, working on specials or whatever, he'll be anchoring the show. So pretty much we're hoping that the audience will get used to me and Chris as being the sort of, I guess, people at the helm of that show. And then as well as that, a sort of very strong team of key reporters all around the nation covering big issues and the stories that people want to hear. So a few changes, but still a focus on doing the important stories in an engaging manner.
And that's what the 7:30 time slot is well known for. I have a very serious question to ask, and that is, are you in favour of 7.30, 7:30, or 7:30 with no dot or no colon?
Oh, that's really funny you should ask, because I didn't even think about it when they said we're just going to call it 7:30, and then I went home and my husband said, but hang on, why isn't it a colon? Like, why is it a dot? That looks like 7.30, like, you know, sort of like Windows version 0.1 or whatever. And I went, oh, please. And I just thought he was being ridiculous. And then, of course, everyone's been talking about it all day. It didn't even cross my mind.
Did notice on Twitter you left out a dot and a colon. And people know you for your tweets, as well as seeing you on Late Line and then your work over the years with ABC News and over in the States and so on. You're obviously a huge lover of Twitter. Can we expect you to read some tweets on air or to incorporate them into the new 7:30?
Look, probably not, because I do. I must say that with 7:30 and also with Late Line, my Twitter, at Lee Sales on Twitter, is a bit different to Lee Sales on telly. So, you know, Late Line and 7:30 are both pretty serious shows. And on Twitter, I like to show a slightly lighter side to my personality and link to funny articles and make gags and, you know, anyone that doesn't follow me on Twitter that's hearing this is thinking, oh, good grief, what's she actually doing? But I assure them that it's not as bad as I'm making it sound. I think that the Twitter stream allows me to indulge my love of music and books and films and things like that. So I think I'll probably still keep that pretty separate.
In saying that, when you're pumping yourself up for a big show in front of the camera, either for Late Line or for the new 7:30, what music do you listen to, Lee Sales?
Well, yesterday I was listening to the Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just because it's a very sort of pumpy song. And then I was listening to my playlist of like pump me up music, so Shazam by Spiderbait and New Sensation by NXS. But actually at the moment I've been a bit addicted to The Killers. I've been listening to their album Day and Age all the time. And
nice choice.
Yeah. But do you notice how I've picked out an album that makes me seem vaguely cool? If you went through my iPod, you would be finding Willie Nelson and the Spice Girls and all manner of other really embarrassing stuff. I just highlighted the cool things.
Yeah, you have to. Whenever you ask those sort of questions, because you need to get in touch with those indie kids.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right, because 7:30 has just such a huge following among the indie kids.
Lee Sales, in terms of interviewing people, and you've interviewed some big names, notably in the past couple of weeks, Hillary Clinton when she was out here. Mm. How do you remain polite but still get the answers to the questions that politicians are so good at avoiding?